皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
インターネットの方々。
To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected for outside. And we'd like to give the tithe offering of 17,000 yen for the past week.Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your overflowing blessings for us. Thank you for your financial blessings. Thank you for supporting us and blessing us as a token of our gratitude. We now give you this tithe. Please consecrate it and use it. You are the God, you are Almighty God in the whole world.Everything belongs to you. Everything you have. And because we believe that, we give you this tithe offering, you this richly and show your glory. Thank you for your blessing. We know that you are going to bless us further, and thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Once again, good morning, everyone.
自制勧告がね、
state of emergency was lifted in many prefectures except several other prefectures. Tokyo remains the same. But this coming week, the Prime Minister will announce something, and there is some movement in other churches. And so it depends on situations that will be coming. But if possible, probably from that next week, we will shift the way of service a little bit. Of course, it's not that the coronavirus.Completely passes. It's not that. Let's continue to pray that it will pass, and we need to be still careful, but. And the work of internet has been advancing.I have started a seminar on prophecy. I didn't intend it to use it in Japan. Our Polish friends, they have requested me to make this short video of a seminar on prophecy. And I started to shoot this video.And anyway, I have published in a website, and then it's been used here in Japan too. And we've had requests from our friends in Ukraine and Slovakia. They are wishing to use it too in their own languages. I have also published.My short video called Pastor Paul Akimoto's Impossible Stories. And this has been spreading on the internet. Just as the Lord has told us that He will use the work of internet in a mighty way.Also, we have the rewards of the volume 7th of the Sound of Wind songbook. We are planning to have a certificate ceremony to those who have won the prizes in this contest. in Hakuba summer camp, but we are still not sure whether we'll be able to hold this camp this coming summer. We had movie festival, and the prize went to a movie about Eshrun's testimony, and the second prize went to the movie that features on the testimony of Sister Harumi. Let's watch it. 1968, March, a girl was born in Fukushima City. Her name was Harumi, and she had elder sister, and she also had a younger brother. Harumi was very healthy baby. She really liked running. And when she was in the kindergarten, she had a dream that she would be an athlete in the Olympics in the future. But when she turned five, changes started to happen. She couldn't run. She got tired when she walked. Rashes appeared all over her face. There was no diagnosis for her, and Caesar stayed in bed. And at the age of seven, she was hospitalized in Tokyo, in hospital in Tokyo. And she was also used for medical experiment in the university. And the diagnosis was that was Kragen disease. All the muscles in her body was weakened. She even couldn't lift chopsticks to her mouth when she tried to eat. She even couldn't. Blink. These are my medical cards of Tokyo University, Tokyo University Hospital. These are the certificates to show that I was sick all over her face, legs, and backs. She had aches, and her muscles became very weak. And there was no cure, and they didn't know the reason medically. One day, while she was hospitalized, she wanted to drink juice, and her mother carried her in a wheelchair to a vending machine in the hospital. But, her mother bought canned juice, but it was too heavy for her. She dropped it. She was in the eighth grade. She couldn't open the can, and she couldn't hold the can. And she had to take a lot of steroids, but doctor said she would not be cured. just by taking this medicine, but this medicine which stop her disease from developing. But there was much after effect of this medicine, and her mother had to agree that there would be much after effect because of this medicine, and the after effect was that her bones would never grow. And her cases were very new, and she was used for medical experiment before medical students, like professors would explain to the students by showing her in front of them how weak her muscles were. And of course her parents didn't want her daughter to be treated in that way. So they went back to, they forcibly asked them to discharge her from the hospital, and they went back to Fukushima City. But she liked playing the piano. This is her mother. She really liked music. She really liked to sing. And she was almost the very first case of Kulagin disease. Her muscles became weak, her bones became weak. And as she took piano lessons, playing the piano was kind of rehabilitation for her. So it didn't matter whether she was able to play a song. So this is the piano that she used to use. She really liked playing the piano, and she used this much. So sometimes she played the piano for 8 hours a day. The left-hand side is Harumi's younger brother. And the right-hand side was his elder sister. And the elder sister and the younger brother, they used to help her to go to an elementary school. But while she was in an elementary school, she never attended an athletic meeting. But in junior high and high school years, she joined a chorus club. They were aiming to appear in the national contest, but they were beaten before that. And one after another, her dreams disappeared. And she never knew when she would end up just staying in bed. But she started to go to church, and she met Mr. Sambomats, and she started to play the piano for him. And she was 22 years old, and when Brother Sambomats was 26 years, they formed a gospel group and they got married. And the, her Kubergen disease was healed. You know, when my daughter was born, I was really at high risk. And when my son was born, when I was 41 years old, I was really at high risk too. But as I went through all the medical tests at the birth of my children, all the data showed that there was no mark of Kubergen disease. My doctor was not Christian, but they testified that my disease was completely healed. Well, but even after that, she went through difficult times. Her son was born with natural natural disease, and Harumi-san started to have another disease of her bone, but now she's back to work and she's been ministering through music, and her after effect is that her arms and legs are very slender, especially her right leg is much slender. But she's been doing all right. Well, I was moved when I read a biography of Helen Keller. I was moved to read that. But as for Harumi should be called Harun Keller because she went through, she experienced a lot of miracles. And now she plays the piano every day. Well, when she got Kubergen disease, the particular case that she had was the only one case in Japan at that time. Let's give thanks to God for her healing. Both in the, you know, Sister Harumi's healing, Eshirun's healing, and healing of Benjamin, my son, and healing of Mr. and Mrs. Maeda. All those healings were very clear. They were really healed. And I think God speaks to us through the testimonies that God is going to do more of healing. These testimonies are used to encourage those who are sick. And we believe that God is going to do more healing through our prayers, testimonies. So let's pray. And we believe that these videos will be used to show His glory. There is one secret that we should know. When God performs a miracle, you know, this is a big miracle. When we heard about Sister Harumi's healing and healing of Eshirun, we think that this is a big miracle. But in the eyes of God, this is not big. They are both small miracles from from God, God's perspective, this is just a small miracle from God's perspective. And God is going to show bigger miracles. Now let's watch 1 minute video. Hello. Today's theme is persecution and martyrdom, part 1. There will be much persecution and martyrdom in the times of the book of Revelation, even in the first part of the 7 years of the tribulation period. There will be a lot of martyrdom that will happen, as it is described in chapter 6, verse 11. It says that another verse in chapter 7, verse 9 says, many people we wear white clothes from every nation, and they are the ones who went through great tribulation. They went through very difficult times. Through these verses, we know that there will be many martyrs even in the first part of the 7 years of the tribulation, but at the same time, this will be the time when the climax of revival will happen. Just as prophecies of Joel will be fulfilled once again, these prophecies were fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, but these will be fulfilled again. And after rapture, those Christians who remain on this earth will be martyred, all of them. So, but anyway, let us pursue rapture, to seek to be raptured. We might have we will have new way of service next week. At this stage, we don't hold the second and third service here, but if it's possible, we will start having the second and the third service here. We are not yet in the times of the book of Revelation. Please remember that. The coronavirus pandemic has been terrible, but we haven't been in the times of the book of Revelation yet. When we get into those times, difficulties and hardships will become bigger, and Christians will be persecuted, and more martyrdom will happen. Through Pastor Merlin, God taught us about giving thanks to God. God wanted us to prepare. He wants us to prepare. And Pastor Merlin said to me, or he mentioned this in one of his messages, when people get into the 7 years of the tribulation, we will never make it unless we know how to give thanks to God for everything. And God has been preparing us, and God also let us learn about the Japan 26 martyrs. Personally, I had a chance to see the late Pastor Wan Ming Tao of a certain country in
ユリさんだけど、
in Asia, I also had a chance to see Pastor Wombrandt from Romania. All of these people, they had wonderful testimonies as they were persecuted. God will bring about great revival, but also persecutions and martyrdom will occur even more. Now let's watch a short movie from the last summer Hakuba Camp. Hakuba Camp 2019. Hakuba Camp is a Christian summer camp that we hold every year. And last year, we had 22nd camp. And 535 participants came to the last camp last summer. And last year we had special guests from overseas, several Cambodian children from an orphanage in Cambodia that we support. Visit Japan and join this camp. We have a lot of activities in this Hakuba camp. You are able to go on a hike in the beautiful nature of Hakuba Mountains. It was foggy last year, but they liked it. If you like sports, you can go in for basketball. The leader of the team last year, he was a basketball player who went to the final. Of basketball, he joined an All-Star prefectural basketball team in his prefecture. You can also enjoy athletics in Hakuba Greenwood Park. All those the Cambodian children really enjoyed themselves. We hold the gospel final of a gospel contest, and we had the contest for adults, and we also had the contests for young people and for kids. The Cambodian children, they also participated in the gospel contest because they were the members of a gospel singing group called Follow God. In the final of a J Gospel contest, the championship went to a gospel team called Jerusalem. And for young people, Eshelon got the first prize. And for the kids, Kodomo, a children kibbutz, they won the first prize. Congratulations. We hold various seminars for the 21st century style evangelism. During this Hakuba camp, Pastor Nakamura held a seminar on AI and Brother Nogi held a seminar on music arrangement. Pastor Phoebe Hirota also held a seminar on the internet. The Cambodian children joined a seminar on orchestra. The Cambodian children are relaxing here, but a charismatic meeting is going to start very soon. During the Hakuba camp, every morning and evening, we have a time of worship service. And every year we expect for God to speak to us. We are chosen by God to be loved by Him. We are chosen to be loved by God. God knows our heart's desire. Even though we have no power and we don't know what to do, when we pray, when we keep praying, God will do His work. Because God loves us. God regards us as somebody worthy, and God wants us to be happy, and He wants to solve our problems. And He wants to give us the best things. God, why are you so far from me? I want to draw close to you, but I can't with my own strength. I can't go to you in my strength. But God spoke to me. That's your misunderstanding. I am in you. I am with you. We are the churches called for the end times. And God has promised us revival. And we are heading for that. The Lord has given us the name, the new name of the church, the light of eternal agape. This light of God will lead us, and through this light, He will manifest His work in our midst. God loves each one of us. So, we can say clearly, we can exercise our faith by proclaiming and confessing that God loves us. We had the best final Hakuba singing contest. We had the best all-you-can-eat meals at the hotel. I joined this camp after a long absence of 20 years. I am here now with Cambodian children from our orphanage. I really feel God's love. By confessing in the mouth, saying that God loves us, I really feel God's love. I praise you. You are the King of Kings. You are the God of, you are God of, the God of Gods. We are now in revival, and you are going to further advance your work, and you are going to use us. Your mighty work has started. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We praise you. We glorify your name. The times have changed. If one is a Christian, it's easy for him to realize that the times of the Book of Revelation are coming very close. And in the times, Hakuba camp means a lot. Please pray.
どうなるかね。
We are not sure whether we'll be able to hold this camp this coming summer. We are planning to hold the final of the Hakuba J Gospel Contest in this camp, but we are not sure. Now let's go into the Bible. Here, the King Jehoshaphat,And the people of Israel, they were facing the vast army of the enemy. They were at a loss. But they were told by God that this is the battle of God and that they needed to stand firm. They were in such difficulties, but the Lord spoke to them that this was His battle and they got overwhelming victory. You know, if die the battle of God, God will surely win. So it's important for us to know that our battles are God's battles. When talking about the Lord's battle,We may think that well, some battles are God's battles, but others are not God's battles, but our own battles. But according to the scripture verses, everything that happens to us is the Lord's battle. Because in the first Thessalonians, it says, give thanks to God for everything, because God is involved in everything that happens to us. And when we exercise faith, His work will be manifested. Everything that's happening to us, God is in control. God wins.Everything is His battle. And one important thing is that, you know, we get victory when it's the Lord's battle, but we need to confirm one thing. The King Jehoshaphat, during this battle, they were made to realize that,This is the Lord's battle. What's going to happen to them will be the Lord's battle. The Lord wanted them to realize that when we face various problems in our lives, all the problems are the Lord's battles because we learn about giving thanks to God. So it makes a lot of difference whether you think that your problem is your own battle and you know that your problem is the Lord's battle. Please remember that that's the Lord's battle.If you are trying to face your problems, as you regard your problems as your battles, you are not going to see His victory. You know, but when we realize that our problems are the Lord's battles, we will have a different way of thinking.Please confirm that whether you realize that that's the Lord's battle. The King Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel were repeatedly told by God that this is His battle. God wanted them to be fully aware of that. Then,What do we need to do to battle the Lord's battle? We need to listen to God's voice and obey it. We need to stand firm on His word. When we know that a battle is the Lord's battle, we will ask the Lord. But if we think that a battle is a battle, we will not do the same. You know, if we think that a battle is just a battle, we just cry out to God, God, help me. But unless we make the word of God at the center, we will get into difficulties and hardships. I have started to shoot a video entitled Paul Akimoto's Impossible Stories because the Holy Spirit spoke to me when I was at home that I should change the title on my video, short video stories, into Impossible Stories. And then when I started to shoot this video, surprising thing happened. Mikoe newspaper, with no permission from me, they published this short video on their website. Under no permission of mine. Well, I was surprised to see that in the website of the Mikoe newspaper. Because, you know, I just started to shoot this video easily. I feel kind of relaxed to give those testimonies for the videos. But because the Mikoe newspaper publishes this in the news site, I was surprised. It's true to my seminar on prophecy too. I just started to shoot this video about seminar on prophecy relaxingly for the Polish people, but God is not using this in Japan. And there have been many accesses to these videos. Maybe some people, they might think that that's my testimonies are unbelievable, but they are all true. I've experienced all of them because I obeyed God. God wants to show His miracles in our lives, but for that purpose, we need to stand on the Word of God and listen to Him and obey Him. And another thing we should do is to give thanks to God for our problems and hardships. God is going to show His glory through our problems and hardships. Please remember that we are in the Lord's battles, but we need to be aware of that and pray properly and obey the word of God and give thanks to God. Then the Lord will show His glory. You may be in some kind of problem, but God will show His glory. He will show His wonderful glory and blessings. When your problems become bigger, don't be surprised. Because when you continue to use your faith, He will show His greater glory. You know, sometimes we think that, oh, this is a small problem, but that is a big problem. But in God's eyes, everything is small problem. May we obey God and give thanks and stand on the principle of faith. God, we will see the solution of God that we bring about. We will go into the 7 years of that tribulation period. We are before that. But we need to be prepared to be sure of the principles of God, standing in faith and see His glory. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please show us what we need to hear. Some people are a little bit discouraged, but you haven't given thanks to God for fully. Give more thanks to God. You said something, and you know that you have to do it because you said that to God, and so practice what you told to God, then you'll be set free. And some people, you experience good things and bad things, but you need to give thanks to God for both of them. Now let's pray for healing, but before that, please repent in your hearts. And please pray for healing in your hearts. In the name of Jesus, the disease, the spirit of disease, leave us. The spirit of disease, leave us. I command to the spirit of disease, lead us. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. You had stars in your eyes, but you are healed. You had headache, and you had bad nose and throat, but you are healed. And it's difficult for you to hear, but you are healed. You can't take balance, but you are healed. And you had bad nodes, but you are healed. I declare God's healing to every one of us in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Now, this concludes today's service. Well, it depends on the Japanese government. We will change the way of services from next week, and we will announce that later in this week. We have a possibility of returning the ways of our services to the normal.